Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, November 8th. A barn fire in South Bruce yesterday left a number of animals dead. Emergency services responded to the incident on Concession 2 in former Carrick Township just before 8:30 Thursday morning. The OPP say a fire started inside the barn and spread quickly, fully engulfing it in flames. No one was hurt, but some cattle, pigs, and sheep were housed in the barn. According to the owner, most of the cattle were removed in time. Some other animals died in the blaze. South Bruce OPP say the fire is not considered suspicious. A boil water advisory continues in Hanover, but new test results are expected to come this afternoon. The advisory was put in place as a precaution Wednesday evening after one of six water samples taken returned an adverse result. Bruce County Council took another look at next year's budget, which now comes with a projected tax increase of 6.53%. Sam Dinsmore is Bruce County's Director of Corporate Services.
In October, the 6.81% represented an $82 increase to the average assessed house, so that number has come down to $79 with these changes.
A personal support worker is the winner of this year's Meaford Dragons event. Five people took on the Dragons yesterday evening at Meaford Hall to battle it out for various prizes. Natasha Bell ended up the big winner. Her operation, NLB Personal Support Services, provides programs and events for people with disabilities. On the national news, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister says the federal government will stand firm on plans to rein in the number of newcomers entering the country. Melanie Joly's comments follow concerns Donald Trump's re-election as U.S. president could spark an influx of migrants into Canada. And a man is dead and an OPP officer in hospital after an incident in Orillia yesterday afternoon. The Special Investigations Unit says the officer was stabbed and then shot his firearm. Another officer also used a taser. The 26-year-old suspect was pronounced dead in hospital. The OPP officer is in stable condition. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures contracts down in pre-market trading after the U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point yesterday. Markets closed mixed yesterday. The Dow was little changed at 43,729. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced. Tech stocks up nearly 2%. And the TSX closed higher as well, 208 points to 24,845. Bitcoin's off nearly 1%. This morning to just over 76,000 US. The price of oil 1.5% lower, 71.25 per barrel, while gold's down as well at just under 2,700 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.95 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Ravens made a big fourth quarter comeback to beat the Bengals by a point. Cincinnati scored a touchdown with just over 30 seconds to go, and instead of kicking the single to tie, they went for two in the lead. The two-pointer was no good. Ravens win. 12 games in the NHL last night. Winnipeg shut out Colorado. Jets are 13-1. That's tied for the best 14-game start ever. Montreal lost to New Jersey. The Canadiens are winless in five. They're in Toronto tomorrow. Tonight, the Leafs host Detroit. Ottawa lost, and Boston had an OT victory against Calgary. It's always been a big decision for hockey players in their teens to make. Play in the CHL or play college hockey. The player will have the ability to change his mind now that the NCAA has lifted the eligibility ban on CHL players. This goes into effect next August. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Meaford Knights doubled up the North York Renegades 4-2 for their fourth straight win. In the PJHL, Hanover and Walkerton have home games tonight. Senior hockey, the Ontario Elite League, Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host Tavistock, and the Durham Thundercats play at home against Erin this evening. The Owen Sound Attack welcome the Kitchener Rangers to the Bayshore tomorrow for the annual Hockey Fights Cancer game. And in high school sports, the St. Mary's Mustangs beat the Walkerton Riverhawks 50-39 to win the senior girls basketball BAA Championship. John Diefenbaker School won the Junior Girls Final. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weekend weather's up next. Mostly cloudy this morning, then clearing in the afternoon. Windy as well today as we hit a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy sky and a low of minus 1. And for the weekend, mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 9. Showers and 13 on Sunday.